This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be such a good day today. And here's why it's going to be such a good day. I know I haven't taken any phone calls all week, and don't bother calling yet. Starting an hour from now, I'm going to start taking phone calls tonight, and we're going to let you have your say tonight, and we're going to have fun with that. But before that, we have a ton. We obviously have a gigantic Supreme Court ruling today that's very, very important. We will get to that in a moment. We have Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania walking away from Trump. We have Joe Biden's administrative state again attacking his political enemies. Kraft mac and cheese, Pfizer talk, vaccine talk, travel chaos out there, emails tonight, all that and more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, Chris. But first, let's begin with the big deal, because I have a little story here. Obviously, as you heard today, the Supreme Court, I know you've heard this 1,000 times, the Supreme Court decided New York's law that wouldn't let you carry outside of your home. They said, that's ridiculous. Of course you can carry outside of your home. Of course, New York Governor Kathy Hochul's mad about it.
And I'm sorry this dark day has come. They were supposed to go back to what was in place since 1788 when the Constitution of the United States of America was ratified. And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets. I don't think they envision the high-capacity assault weapon magazines intended for battlefields as being covered from it, but I guess we're just going to have to disagree.
She goes on.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking that they have taken away our right to have reasonable restrictions. We can have restrictions on speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But somehow.
By the way, yes, you can. They keep seeing that. Yes, you can.
There's no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment. This is New York.
Okay, not the most eloquent speaker in the world, but of course, Kathy Hochul's mad. Dome had to get up and pretend like she had a personality.
We, the president, myself, many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
I love this, how she has to look for more words. And the Constitution. And, of course, Sarah, New York Mayor Eric Adams.
We can say with certainty this decision has made every single one of us less safe.
I'll play the rest of that later. But I'll tell you what. Take all that and put it in your back pocket, because I'm going to tell you a little story. And this is going to tie back to all this stuff, but I'm going to tell you a little story, a little personal story of mine. I know you remember when the towers came down. Everyone remembers that. Did you know I was in the Marines when the towers came down? I wasn't one of these super studs that went and joined afterwards. I was already in the Marines. And I watched in my barracks room live as the second tower fell and the plane, and I watched it all. And then Afghanistan kind of kicked off, and we didn't know what we were going to do. Remember, I was in the Marine Corps infantry at the time. And then at some point, we got word, hey, pack up your stuff. We're going to Kuwait. And everyone knew what was happening. You knew, I knew, we all knew. We're getting ready to invade Iraq. And we go down to Kuwait, stage there for a while. Then George Bush declares war. We invade Iraq. We start, and we just start churning and burning through the country. Just whatever. I'm not going to go into all the details of everything. But eventually, my unit, we found ourselves in Baghdad. Got into Baghdad. Broke some stuff. Secured Baghdad for the most part. But once you got secure in there, you had different missions. We were always going out on various patrols in this part of the town and this part of the town. And I need to clarify. This was still when it was considered a war, when they hadn't declared victory. And this is all going to come back to the gun thing. Just hang with me for a second. And we had, the rule at the time was, you kill anyone with a weapon. There's no stop, freeze, there's no try to figure it out. If he's not one of yours, if you're walking around with a weapon, you kill him. I saw a guy get killed walking his dog. Now, it turns out he was an insurgent, but walking his dog, no, I didn't kill him. But guy was out walking his dog, AK-47, pop, 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 he's dead. And it turned out the guy was a bad guy. But that was how wild it was. It was just crazy, a violent time. Looked like the Bronx, really. Quit, Chris, it's fine. Anyway, it was a violent, crazy time. And then we, and when I say we, it was only my unit of about 10 guys, my mortar section. We got attached to a group of Green Berets in Baghdad. So we left our little base we had made for ourselves in Baghdad by the Martyr Monument. You don't need to worry about what that is. If you look it up, you'll see a big like blue teardrop, the Martyr Monument in Baghdad. That's where we were. I actually have a picture of myself in front of that teardrop. But they took my 10 guys, and we got sent over to a home. Now, I need to clarify something here, and this is all going to tie back to guns. Stay with me. These homes, like when you picture Baghdad, if you've never been or something like that, I don't know about you. I picture mud huts and the desert and things like that. That's not necessarily true. Yeah, there's a lot of that in Iraq, but they had areas where if I was to blindfold you and snap my fingers and teleport you from where you are right now to Baghdad, and you went to this area I was in, you would think you're in Texas, the suburbs of Texas, right? It's nothing. It was normal houses, normal everything, running water, air conditioning. It was normal paved streets. It was fine. And there was a group of Green Berets there, and they were doing some stuff, and they wanted us to come in as Marines and provide extra security, and that's what we were doing. And we would go out on patrols with them often. And sometimes we would go out on patrols without them. But something happened one night. This was going to be my patrol. I was leading it. I was the head NCO and had a bunch of infantry guys with me. And we had some older guy show up at the house. Now, we were not allowed to ask who he was. When I say older, I just mean he wasn't our age. He wasn't military fighting age. He had to be at least in his 60s. Very in shape 60s. And we were certainly curious, but that wasn't our problem. They said, hey, your job is tonight, after dark, organize, and we need you to take this guy, this old guy, we need you to take him safely from this house, and we need you to lead him on a patrol through this neighborhood and take him, I think it was a few miles away, to another house. So dangerous, but okay, no problem, we'll get him there. I got you covered. We take off on that patrol. And night patrols are, especially in an urban environment, are certainly a different thing. They're a different cat. I mean, it's nighttime. You don't know if somebody's got an AK-47 aimed at your forehead in the building that's 35 feet away. You just don't know. So it's extra stress and strain on the eyes. You're always looking, trying to listen, trying to smell, so it's tense. But it was okay. We never got shot at, nothing, no problem. And we finally get to the place where we were supposed to be taking him. All right. We're walking down this street, and I would say, gosh, it was nighttime, 75, 80 yards ahead of us, guy comes out of his home with an AK-47, sitting right in front of us. I get my guys down, we get off to the side, we get there, and now he's not only in front of us with an AK-47, he's not aiming it at us, mind you, that would have been the end of his life, but he definitely has both hands on it, and now he's raising his voice at us. And now I sit there, and I've got him dead to rights. And it would take would be a squeeze, and he's dead. But there's something off. Something tells me don't. And this goes on for what feels like an eternity. I'm sure it was 5 or 10 seconds, but it felt like an eternity. I'm aimed in. He's yelling. AK's there. And remember, it's weapons free. I'm getting in no trouble if I put two in this guy's chest. None whatsoever. And soon, the house behind him, the door opens up, and another group of Green Berets come out of the house, walk up behind him, put a hand on his shoulder, and say, it's okay, they're with us. And then the guy's wife and kids, I'll never forget this moment as long as I live, come running out of the house and hug him and hold him, and he goes back inside of the house with them. He was helping the second group of Green Berets provide security. He was helping provide supplemental security for them. Now, why did I tell this story? What's this have to do with guns and Supreme Court and Kathy Hochul and Eric Adams? I will explain why I told that story in just a moment. Before I get to that, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go for the lowest price I've ever seen. Get yourself a MyPillow. Do you understand? My wife was a gymnast for the longest time. She was on the Canadian national team. Don't judge me, Canadian national team. And gymnasts, I don't know if you've ever known one, they're always hurt. They're always breaking bones. They always have surgeries. It's just a brutal sport on women. Brutal sport. And she hurt her neck severely at one point in time. She used to get neck problems so bad, she couldn't turn. She looked like Batman. She could not turn her head. It's a woman in her 30s with neck problems like that. She doesn't have them anymore. She bought a MyPillow. My wife's MyPillow fixed her neck problems. These things are life-changing, and they are having a flash sale right now. You can get one as low as $19.88. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Get a mattress topper. Get the Giza Dream Sheets. But my goodness, go get the best price I've ever seen on a MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can just call 800-845-0544.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, as every Friday is. And if you're new to the show, what does that mean? It means we take the entire 3 hours, very few stories on Friday, and we answer the email questions you send. What questions? Whatever you want. And I mean whatever you want. They do not have to be political. They can be. It can be about anything. Stupid stuff, history, but it could be about anything. Email your questions in right now, though. Not tomorrow, now. To jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions emailed in now. Now, back to what I was talking about. I just told that long story about the guy could have killed in Baghdad, but didn't. Turned out he was a father and husband and protecting guys that decided not to kill him. Why? Well, there was something there about just something about him that made me believe that his intentions were not hostile towards me. He was loud. He had a weapon. I was within my rights to put him in the ground forever, but I judged his intentions. It is so critical in life when we are dealing with political battles out there. It is so critical to understand the intentions of the people we are dealing with. You probably have people in your life, almost undoubtedly, who are not as far to the right as you are. That's just inevitable. They're not insane, but they're not as far to the right as you are. I have a ton of people like that in my life. I remember back to the COVID stuff. When all the vaccines came out and they were pushing these mandates out there. And I would get in discussions, not arguments, discussions with neighbors of mine. They're mostly right-wingers, but they thought it was really important to make people get a vaccine. And I said, no, people should be free to get whatever they want. You should never force that on people. But their intentions were never bad. Their intentions were good. Whether you consider them wrong-headed or not, they wanted everyone to be safe and secure, and this was safe, and that's how we were. Their intentions were good. Therefore, we sat down, and we could have an open discussion because I knew their intentions. That guy in Baghdad did not intend to kill me. It's the reason he's still alive today. I understood his intentions. Intentions are everything. We must accept a very hard truth about Democrat intentions towards us. These people want to hurt you. And it's so critical you understand that. on days like today, when there's this gigantic Supreme Court ruling, and they take New York out behind the woodshed, and they give them a little paddle on the rear end, and they tell them how unconstitutional they were, and then every Tom, Dick, and Harry politician in New York comes out and talks about safety.
We can say with certainty, this decision has made every single one of us less safe.
He sounds so reasonable. Just, it's less safe. It's made us less safe. Kathy Hochul sounds so reasonable.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking that they have taken away our right to have reasonable restrictions. We can have restrictions on speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Reasonable. They're just, she sounds reasonable. They're reasonable restrictions. Chicago Mayor Lori Beetlejuice had this to say.
I do want to ask you, though, because you are in a unique position, given all of the gun violence that you have to deal with coming out of your city. Just tell me the impact of having more guns on the street. What do the rest of us need to know?
It's devastating. I mean, it's just fundamentally devastating. I have made so many calls to moms and dads and relatives who have lost loved ones because of gun violence.
She just loves the moms and dads. That's it. She's so genuine. These people want to hurt you. It's not more complicated than that. You must understand and accept their intentions. Because here's what we're tempted to do on days like today. On days like today, when you have every idiot in the world coming out and we're less safe and this and that, we're so tempted to say, well, no, wait a minute, actually, I have the statistics here, and it shows that, you know, cities like New York City with strict gun laws have way bigger violent crime than cities with no gun laws, and we're tempted to start bringing up stats and facts because the stats and facts are on our side. They're all on your side. You live in the real world. You live in the world of truth. The stats and facts are on your side. And so because they're on our side, we're so tempted to hear Kathy Hochul or Eric Adams sound like a turbo nutball and say, no, 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 Kathy, I know you're trying to be reasonable. I know, Eric Adams, you just want to be safe. I understand that. But here, let me show you, Mr. Mayor. Here's some stats that actually show you should loosen the gun laws of New York. Do you see this? It's right here. It's in black and white. Do you see what I mean? Mr. Mayor, I know you want to be safe. This will help make you safe, but we don't understand. We're not dealing with people like that. We're dealing with people who pointed at you and told you you weren't essential anymore. The stories of the monsters in this society who lead this society that I could bring you right now if I felt like it. Story after story after story of close your business and you're not essential and you're a scumbag and you're responsible for the pandemic and you're a murderer and you murder grandpa. And now today I'm supposed to just step up and accept they just want reasonable. I just want it to be reasonable. They don't want reasonable. They want to shoot you in the face if you don't comply. And as long as you have weapons, they can't. It drives them insane. They do not have a monopoly on physical force. What is that saying of that world-class scumbag Mao Zedong? All political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Every single communist in this country, from Eric Adams to Joe Biden and everyone in between, they all understand they can't hurt you, the unruly peasant, the way they want to hurt you because you have guns. And they can't stand it. It drives them up the wall. They can't say, do this. And you say, yes, master government. That's what they want. They don't want reasonable. They don't want just these weapons. They don't care about kids. They don't care about a bunch of shoppers in Buffalo. They care that they don't have the freedom to hurt you when you get out of line. It drives them insane. Buy more guns. Buy more ammunition. Whatever they try to tell you you can't have, go buy it as long as it's legal. No breaking the law as long as it's legal. Whenever they try to propose some bill to ban something, run out and buy 10 of those somethings and tell friends and family to do the same. Believe me when I tell you, all of these reasonable people want to hurt you badly. All right. I still have to give an update on what happened yesterday. You remember what happened yesterday? In case you don't, I'll remind you. And then I'll update on how that turned out. Hang on a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I can't get over this scumbag, Eric Adams.
We can say with certainty, this decision has made every single one of us less safe from gun violence. The decision ignores this shocking crisis of gun violence every day, engulfing not only New York, but engulfing our entire country. The opinion claim.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I just got to interrupt you there. Engulfing the entire country. There's no gun violence where I am. There's none. I don't know that there's ever been a shooting here. I carry my weapon everywhere. Everyone else I know does too. Eric Adams, you can't walk down to the subway without getting stabbed or stepping on a heroin needle, and that's if someone doesn't throw you in front of a subway car first and has you murdered. Maybe focus on other problems, big boy. You got plenty of them, huh? Now, I'm going to set that stuff aside for a minute because I'm going to do a little flashback. Do you remember when we found out? I do have sources now, which is so nice, Chris. It makes me feel like such a journalist when I have sources.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Once again, thanks to all the fans for helping us make that little sound bite. But you remember we got word that there was this DEI director of equity and inclusion at some fancy schmancy Miami school that neither of us can afford or put our kids into. But she dragged all the kids in the school into an inappropriate drag show that she hosted at the school and made 15-year-old girls dance, made them dance on the stage with the drag performer. I got word. I also got my hands on video. I chose to run with the story. That lady, she's no longer employed there. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming. We believe in cancel culture here. So I just want to stress this before I get to what I said yesterday and the results of what happened. Don't send me an email saying, that sounds like cancel culture, Jesse. I'm not comfortable with it. I understand you're not comfortable with it. Get back to the stands and stop interrupting players who are playing the game. You go spectate and be worthless. I'm out here to take on communists. The communists are never going to see your good conduct and say to themselves, man, Shirley is so nice. I got to tell you, I'm backing off. Look how sweet she is. She lives and let lives. I think that's what I want too. All the communist understands is fear and pain. That's all he understands. Either you're going to make him feel the consequences of what he does, or he will eat you and your children alive. He will. I play these games here. Look, they come for me all the time. Like I explained last night, probably the biggest publication, at least one of them in the United States of America, as we speak, is printing up some big write-up trying to get me fired. You're coming for me all the time. Fine, game on. I come for you too. May the best man win. And so you remember what I said last night. I told you a story. A friend of mine who lives in that town brought me this story about this town, Friendswood, Texas. Maybe you've forgotten some of the things I said last night, or maybe you flat out missed the show. I have a gigantic update on this, but first I want to make sure I refresh your memory. Here was me from last night. Friendswood, Texas. It's actually right down here in my area. It's in the Houston area. It's Friendswood, Texas. It's blood red. Believe me, this is going to apply to you. Stay with me. Apparently, Friendswood is as Republican as it gets, from what I understand. A congressman, everything, blood red. It's white picket fence America, guns and God and everything else under the sun. I get all this information. People always send me information about local controversies and things that are happening. Here's what I found out. They're having a July 4th parade, which they would in a town like that. The Grand Marshal at this July 4th parade they're having in Friendswood, Texas, it is a trans activist. This lady is a lesbian trans activist, a vocal supporter of gun control. This lady had, from what I understand, had her son dressed up as a Disney princess at the age of 3 and now regularly takes him to drag shows. We are talking, if you had to sit down with a pen and paper and write out the card-carrying cultural Marxist nut job, you would create this person from toe to the top of the crew cut I'm sure she has on top of her head. I really love the sound of my voice, by the way, Chris. I think it's underrated. Anyway, going on. How does that happen, though? This is the important part of all this. How in the world could that happen? Blood red area, blood red mayor, congressman, even the schools, even the government schools, from what I understand in this area, like they'll pray in them. This is a red area. And you have a full-blown communist nut job leading the July 4th. She's the Grand Marshal of the July 4th parade. How's that happen? Started digging into it with my buddy this morning because he's been investigating. Here's how it happened. Bunch of phone calls were made. They were trying to figure out how this happens. Well, called the mayor. Wasn't the mayor. Called the Parks and Recreation Department, because the Parks and Recreation Department of the city, again, we're talking about a small city, if you even want to call it a city. The Parks and Recreation Department. The Parks and Recreation Department said, hey, I know we announced it, but it wasn't us. It was the July 4th committee. To which my buddy digs in and he says, July 4th committee? What July 4th committee? I said, oh yeah, there was an all-volunteer July 4th steering committee that made all the decisions for what the July 4th parade would look like in this town, in Friendswood, Texas. Now let me ask you something. If there was a July 4th steering committee in your town, would you even know about it? My buddy is very politically active, and he lives there. He's actually on the school board. He's on the school board, politically active, and he lives there. And I said, okay, so July 4th steering committee, when was that? Where was that? He said, Jesse, I have no idea. I've never even heard of it before. I didn't know it was a thing. That was me from last night. I laid out what was going on there. And I also laid out a little something else. In the interest of becoming better activists than we've ever been, I need to start using occasionally, this is not going to be every day, it's not going to be often, I need to start using this platform I've been given to get involved locally when there are problems. You are welcome to email in your local problems. I am not telling you I'm going to help with every single local thing because we get this all the time, but occasionally we're going to take our national power, our national platform, and we are going to dig in and try to protect a red area. And here's what I want. No threats of violence, nothing illegal. All right, I'm back live, and that was me last night, and I said that's what happened in the area. And we are going to become active. We are going to take, as you heard, this platform we've been given, and we are going to use it. Not just for federal government stuff, local, local, local. We must take back America from the ground up, not from the head. We start at the feet. Do you want an update on how all that worked out? Would you like a little update? I'll give you an update on that in just 1 second. First, I need to talk to you about your loved ones. Are they protected? Your wife when you're at work. Your husband when he's away. That daughter you're sending off to college. The son who's out at welding school. If they run into a very bad, dangerous man tonight, are they prepared to stop him? Get a Hero non-lethal gun. go get the new product too, the Hero Arrow, the one that shoots the double barrel of the Hero of the Pavo gel. The Hero gun shoots these projectiles 100 miles per hour. I just read you that email a couple weeks ago about how it saved a young lady's life from a sexual predator. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Get one for yourself. Get one for your loved one. It might be the reason you come home one day. State restrictions may apply.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. And because I'm a generous person, and you know, shut up, Chris. And you know, I'm going to be on vacation next week, taking my sons, their grandpa, my father, three generations of Kellys. We're going to defend America from being invaded by fish. I'm allowing phone calls tonight. I never take phone calls. I hardly ever have guests, as you know. I never take phone calls, really. It's once a week or so. We haven't taken them in, gosh, I think it was like last Wednesday. Tonight, call me. It's fine. Remember, hey, before you call, I realize we have a bunch of new listeners. There are rules on this show. There's no small talk. Don't ask me how I am. Don't tell me you love the show. You don't even have to say hi. In fact, I prefer you don't. I'm not going to thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Barb. Just call, and when I give out your name and city, when I say Bob and Sheboygan, go. All right? Go. Get right to the point. And the chances I'm going to hang up on you are very, very strong. I'm a rude person. But call, get to the point. It's a grab bag tonight. I don't care. You can call and ask me questions. It don't matter to me. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. Phone number, though, 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Back to the update. You remember we were talking about the activism yesterday? You do remember that, right? The lady's name, well, you know what? I think she's probably gone through enough. The activist's name, who was going to be leading this parade, has stepped down. Less than 24 hours, and she has stepped down. Am I proud of that? You bet I am. I am very proud of that. But more than anything, I'm proud of you. Since she has stepped down, my phone has been flooded with people thanking me, emails thanking me, all these emails to the show and phone calls. And thanks, Jesse. Thanks, Jesse. Thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. Don't thank me. You did this. I made one phone call to City Hall. The Army mobilized, sent in emails, made phone calls, and now we've run communist filth out of this community. I'm saying this now because I want you to understand. I didn't do this, as arrogant as I am. Yeah, I put out the word and that helped magnify it. I mean, don't get me wrong, that helped magnify it. Moms, angry mothers on Facebook start organizing phone calls, text exchange. Did you call City Hall? Make sure you call your sister. Make sure she calls City Hall. Hey, send an email in too. You have the ability to do this in your area. You can't change that scumbag Eric Adams' mind. You can't change John Cornyn of Texas's mind. You do have the ability to make changes locally. Make changes locally. Do you have a cell phone? Dial up 10 friends on a group text and say, this is what's happening in your community. Get involved. They are coming for everything, and you have the ability to push back with teeth and fight them. You have more strength than you can imagine. Get involved. Get down there. Find out what's on the school board agenda. Get elected. Not only do you need to get elected, shoot, if you don't do that, you can start a mass protest in your area. And for so long, we on the right, myself included, have somehow felt we're above that. We look at all the endless protests and riots, and it's never ending on the left. And we think, oh, look at these dirtballs, these scumbags. Why are we above that? Why? Now, we don't want to riot. We don't want to do anything illegal. Is there some reason you can't organize 50 friends and go down to City Hall? Is there something stopping you from doing that? No. The only thing that's stopping us from doing that is us. We hold ourselves back. Activism. You remember what else I said last night? Understand what we're up against here. And I'm not saying this to dishearten you. I'm saying this so we understand what we're up against. It goes way beyond local elections you don't give a crap about. The city putting out an email about agenda items upcoming. Have you ever once opened up an email or gotten a flyer from your city and gone through every upcoming agenda item, item by item, and figured out which of those things you can infiltrate and infect and push your values on? Have you ever once done that in your life? And you are a politically active person who loves your country and you love your values, and yet you've never done that once in your life, and I haven't either. I'm not pointing fingers. And we must understand we are going up against people who do. July 4th steering committee? No one knew. No one knew. These communists, they'll even get to red areas and they will infect them because they will seek out positions of authority and power you never even knew existed, and they will take them over. They know that your values are different than their values. So where do they go? They don't go to the middle of the room. They go stand at the door and find a position as the doorman so they control who comes and who goes. I shared this with you because I want you to understand. If you are doing this thing right now where you're saying, I'm tired of this city, I'm packing up, I'm getting out, I'm going to a red area, that's good. I want you to do that. That's good. Get out of the city and go be somewhere where you can be protected and where you have people who share your values. But you must hear me and hear me well. When you get to where you're going, you must dig in and fortify. Become an activist. Get involved. School boards, elections, city council meetings. You have to do things, and I have to do things we've never done before. We must act like they're coming for everything, because I promise you, they are. And we see what happens. We see what happens today. This pelt on the wall. And I actually think we're going to start putting pelts on the wall behind me here. If you're watching me right now on the simulcast, remember, you can watch me do the show, thefirsttv.com/Jesse. I think we're going to put pelts on the wall, even though Michael and Chris don't seem to understand the concept of pelts on the wall. It's very, very confusing why they don't understand the concept at all. There's plenty of space for pelts, Chris. I didn't say they had to be buffalo pelts. All right, we could get squirrels or something. I don't know. Anyway. Yes, it's good. We have a pelt on the wall. We got them. It is good. I am happy. It is very, very good. You can do the same, and you must. This is the result. Less than 24 hours of activism on our part, of groups, social media, Twitter, Facebook, text messaging, calling friends, then prompting them to call City Hall. Less than 24 hours, and we have a win. This is a lesson for all of us. We must take it and go. All right. I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to read emails. We're going to talk about Trump and Dr. Oz and much more. 877-377-4373. Let us first discuss your timeshare and why you're still stuck in it. You know Lone Star Transfer is out there. Those endless annual fees you're paying, you know you don't have to do that anymore, right? The special assessments, you don't have to pay those anymore. You can get out. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate getting people out. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for a reason. 16,000 satisfied customers and climbing. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. jessekellyshow.com.
This is an iHeart podcast.